Devin, Asthma and Respiratory Foundation New Zealand's Chief Executive, Letitia Harding, says that news of job cuts in the regulated products team at the Ministry of Health was unfortunate, but not surprising. She says, from what we understand, they aren't the ones on the ground ensuring thousands of vape retailers are complying with the law. Letitia Harding is kindly with us for a cordial. Hey, Letitia, tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Adele.
Thanks for joining us. Vaping, well, it's become ubiquitous. Everywhere you look, people are vaping. It's not quite what was intended when it was used or being used as a smoking cessation tool. Do you think that the government is taking the issue of vaping and the way it's being picked up by our rangatahi? Are they taking it seriously enough, Letitia?
No, I don't think they are taking it seriously enough. I think there's a lot of lip service sale, but what we're seeing is there's still a lot of shops out there selling these products that don't fit the regulations, still high nicotine levels, still the disposable vapes which aren't compliant. And I think they need more people on the ground going into these shops and taking a look. And then, you know, these places being reprimanded with penalties.
What have you sourced to try and understand the long-term effects of vaping? It appears we're a little unclear about how long-term use might affect the lungs. What can you share with us?
Yeah, so there's more and more evidence coming out, actually not just the lungs, but also around the heart as well. So we know that these do harm to both the lungs and the heart. And the long-term effects, things like cancer, you know, we won't know for many years. But certainly as a standalone product themselves, we don't want our rangatahi taking up vaping, certainly not if they're not current smokers. There's a totally different argument around how these are being used for current smokers as a way to quit smoking. But what we don't want is our kids taking it up, who were actually, you know, smoking wasn't that popular in our kids.
Letitia, so we're trying to find a way through this. What are some of the strategies that the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation are going to utilise going forward? What do you think needs to happen here?
Yeah, we've got some really good programs in place with our workshops that we do in Kura around the country. Our fantastic Apiha Takiwanga, which is Sharon Pihima down in Tarawhiti region. We've also got another community liaison vaping educator up in Tamaki Makaurau as well. So we're slowly building that program. But I have to say, Dale, it's been with no support from the government whatsoever. I mean, we don't get any financial support, and in some ways I guess that's quite good because we just get on and do the money, and we do what the community wants and asks us to do.
Tēnā koe. Letitia, have you any information about retrofitting of houses? Because a lot of the respiratory problems that many whānau, particularly in compressed urban environments, are confronted by is as a result of rental ACOM that's not insulated well. The last government tried to address this. Any ideas where this new coalition outfit are heading?
Yeah, I think for us, you know, this was something that we've been quite strongly advocating for, especially around it. We put out a political manifesto saying that we thought that landlords should be penalised if they haven't met the Healthy Homes standards. And once again, that means boots on grounds going and checking rentals. You know, we've got so many leaky homes, they're cold, damp, and, you know, we're not seeing any penalty for landlords as well if they haven't met those healthy home standards. I think, once again, you've got to get people out there looking at these regulations and then enforcing them.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Feet on the street. Is there a dedicated team working on ensuring vape retailers are complying with the law? I hear there's only 15 people working in this space nationally. And what needs to happen to ensure that the laws are actually enforced?
Yeah, exactly. You've got to have people. I mean, we've got our own team go into shops, and as I said, you know, we see many people who are selling non-compliant vapes. So you've got to have people actually going and looking at the stores and then also checking online, contacting these shops and saying, you know, this isn't good enough, get rid of this stock. If you don't, then you're going to be fined. You know, it's a bit like, you know, the old... selling of liquor to underage. You know, there was a big push for that, certainly when I was growing up as a teenager, you know, trying to get into places. I mean, pubs were penalised. They didn't want to serve to under 18 because they got stung with a really big fine.
Tēnā koe, there have been a lot of job cuts really dominating the news cycles over the last few weeks. I don't know how many people work for the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, Letitia, but any updates there? Is everyone who's working for your organisation pretty safe?
Yeah, I mean, the charity space is a tough one, Dale, but I have to say, I think that, you know, proof is in the pudding. We're getting support from community. We rely on donors and bequests, and people seem to be liking the mahi we're doing because we do get support from that. As I said, we get no support, financial support from the government and haven't with any of this. But in some ways, that's a good thing because we just do what needs to be done and we don't have to, you know, report to government on what we're doing. We just get out there and do it.
Well, I'm pleased that it's going well in that sense. We've been talking about vaping. Any updates from the asthma scene and availability of products, etc., to alleviate the symptoms for those, and there are many, who have challenges with asthma?
Yeah, that's right. I think that a good thing is just, you know, we've got so much information on our website and so many fantastic booklets that people can just download for free, like Asthma Management Diaries, you know, for their tamariki. I think that people just go onto the website and have a little look. You know, we've got things on COPD and on asthma and a lot of the resources, well, actually all of the ones that we put out there, you know, they're free to download. So I think it's worthwhile if you do have somebody in your family who does have asthma or COPD to go and have a look on the asthma website.
What percentage of New Zealanders do have asthma and how does it marry up with the Māori stats, Letitia?
Yeah, so, I mean, we've got asthma affects probably it's 1 in 8 adults and 1 in 8 children now. We've got over 700,000 people affected by respiratory disease. Obviously, you know, the thing about asthma is if there's a serious asthma attack, you know, it leads to hospitalisation, and obviously that's what we want to avoid. So we want people to look at managing their asthma well, I guess, is the good thing because there's no cure. You know, that's a really big focus for us is that education. And even across the vaping, it's all about just getting informed, finding information and trying to make really good decisions.
Well, we can all do that. What advice would you give to parents who find that their kids are vaping and how you can see them in the street, they're getting younger and younger?
It's tough. We've got five ourselves, Dale. It's tough. Look, I think that the thing is, it's you've just got to talk to them about it and educate them. A lot of them don't think that there's any harm with vaping. I think that's the big thing. They think it's just flavoured water. And so talking to them, and, you know, our kids are quite smart. They also don't want to be, you know, have the wool pulled over their eyes. You know, if you say, actually, Big Tobacco is behind a lot of these because obviously, Big Tobacco is all about nicotine, and if cigarette sales are going down in the country, what else? They've got to have something else, and that's where vaping with nicotine comes into it. It hooks a whole new generation. So, you know, sometimes when you talk to your tamariki about this, you know, they sort of get that. And then there's also the waste of the environment. You know, if your kids are actually concerned about the environment, these products are hugely damaging.
They are indeed. Getting rid of e-cigarettes is causing problems that we probably haven't discussed as much as we need to and will in the future. Letitia Harding, CE at the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation, starting our show for this morning. Thanks so much for sharing your thoughts with us, Letitia.
Kia ora. Thanks, Al.
Ngā mihi.